write the songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Minnesota Homebrew, a music show dedicated to the creative efforts of Minnesota singer-songwriters. Whether recorded in a professional studio or in one's basement, we play it. So put on your ears and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Colors rain down on you.
That's jingle and song composer, musician, performer, arranger, producer, St. Paul native Michael Lunan, who began with piano lessons in the third grade. People, you can't start your kids early enough with music lessons. So take that from me. I tried accordion and then saxophone and landed on guitar. Well, up next here on Minnesota Homebrew is The Opposable Thumbs with Roger Fink. And the song's titled My Surprise. Roger Fink and the Opposable Thumbs here on Minnesota Homebrew.
Up next, somebody named Jesse Green. Now, what do we know about Jesse Green? We have a guest here, of course. Jesse has toured and recorded as a violinist, cellist, and singer with the Foo Fighters, Pink, Atmosphere, Wilco, the Jayhawks, and many, 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 many others. R.E.M., Glenn Campbell. She's currently finishing her third solo release and an EP with her new band Fontella Crow, as well as composing and recording string sections for film and Chasing Seagulls in her spare time. Here's Jesse Green with Blowin' Sky High. That might qualify as ear candy. What do you think, John Tweet?
Ear dessert.
Oh, got to get that level down there. Some microphones seem to be, and you play in a rock and roll band. You know how that, you can have two identical, like Shure SM57s, mm-hmm. and one's hot and one's not.
Yep.
Well, that's just kind of the way it goes here.
I'm hotter than you tonight.
Well, anyway. Yeah. I'm kind of warm, though. Studios tend to radiate a lot of... heat.
And it was hot out today, too.
Well, you're hearing the voice of John Tweet, guitarist and songwriter and vocalist with Old Vern, a Grand Forks-based band who billed themselves as North Dakota's premier boy band. Say, John, did you know I wrote a boy band song?
No.
Yeah, it's called You're the One, and I'll play it for you sometime.
Okay.
It's kind of, I think it really would be good for a boy band.
Can I cover it?
You can.
Okay.
Yeah, you can even be the first to record it. Talking songwriting here at Minnesota Homebrew. We know you're out there listening, Bob Muscovitz. I think Steve Wolf might be listening. Kevin Bowen. Don Karski, are you there in Wisconsin? Music's a beautiful thing. And if more people just listen to music, we wouldn't have all these wars.
That's probably true.
Yeah. It's not very profound. Or maybe it is. I don't know. I don't pretend to be profound.
You've done better.
Thank you. John is one of my big supporters for writing, performing music, and I am a big supporter of his. I just don't get to hear him perform very well. Was that a guitar I saw you carry it?
No.
Oh, darn it.
It's a guitar case.
Okay.
But when you open it up, there's clothes in
it. There's not beer in there, is there?
No.
Oh, I hope not. We can't have that here in the studio. Live from the studios of Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, you're listening to Minnesota Homebrew. Now, you had said that a while back you were invited to perform at Pickle Park, G.B. Layton's Pickle Park in the Twin Cities.
We were, yeah.
And it fell through?
It fell through, of course. One of our band members doesn't want to be a team player, I guess.
Yeah.
So we had to cancel that show.
Wouldn't by any chance be a drummer.
Might be.
Well, I have a surprise for you. Here's G.B. Layton's song off of a CD titled One Time, One Life, and it's titled Pickle Park.
Okay.
Hey, hey, baby. 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 We gave surrender,
hey, hey, baby,
to the angels that will run in the night. We used to talk like we had the whole world sitting in the palm of our hand. Then the sun came up. Can you come out and play?
Hey, hey, baby.
Baby, let's go down to the pickle park. Let's go dancing.
Hey, hey, baby.
Never dance. It ain't so bad when it's done in the dark. I wanna hold you just one more time. Like I'm never gonna let you go. Just take my hand. Oh!
Hey, hey, baby.
G.B. Layton, Little Pickle Park. Wonder what the significance of that is. He says, this is the only thing I ever wanted to do. I think G.B. Layton is the name of the band, actually. His name is Brian Layton, and 15 years, 3,000 shows and a dozen discs later, he's still doing it. I don't think I've even played 3,000 shows in my 50 years of...
I haven't played 3,000 shows in my...
Dreams?
Home. For myself.
You know, there's a blues singer, young guy from Bemidji named Sonny Johnson. And we have several songs in the system by him. Let's do one right now. This is called Dead Flowers Inn. That's an I-N-N.
Yes.
Sonny Johnson from Bemidji, Minnesota.
Tomorrow's never coming, live while you still can. Run down to the hotel, down to the Dead Flowers Inn. Come on down to the Dead Flowers Inn. come on, come down to the dead flowers end. Come on, come on down to the dead flowers end. Come on, come down to the dead flowers end. Come on, come on down. Tomorrow's never coming, live while you still can. Run down to the hotel, down to the dead flowers inn.
Welcome to another Triple Minute Songwriting Tip. Today's tip deals with lyric syntax, that is, saying what we want to say in the proper order so that people understand what we're talking about. In my family, we have a lot of European history. And in Europe, they structure their sentences much different than they do here in the U.S., and sometimes that comes out in our family. And when it does, we always say, oh, you're throwing the cow over the fence some hay, are you? That's actually something that someone had said years ago is, you know, go throw the cow over the fence some hay. Well, obviously, by the time you get to the word fence, you're picturing this cow getting tossed over a fence by somebody. And then you hear some hay and you realize, oh, they're talking about hay, not the cow. The thing of it is, with songs, we don't have the luxury of stopping. And, you know, if you're reading something, you might stop and say, what did that say? And you go back and you look at what the sentence said, and you don't have that option in music, because once that tempo is going, that song is playing, it's going to play until it's done. A listener doesn't have the luxury of going back and saying, what did he say by that line? Because by the time he figures that out, he's just missed the next two lines. You know, there's actually songs that have made the charts that have had this. They probably really shouldn't have, but they shouldn't have actually done the syntax error in lyric writing, but it somehow it passed through. One of those songs is Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. And right now, as I'm recording this, it's close to Christmas time and shortly after. And I'm sure you've heard the lines, when we finally kiss goodnight, oh, I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home, I'll be warm. Well, who says all the way home, I'll be warm? They're going to say, no, I'll be warm all the way home. But in order to make that warm storm rhyme, they kind of put that in backwards. And there's another song called Dust in the Wind from the 70s. And you might hear the lines in there say, nothing lasts forever but the earth and sky. It slips away and all your money won't another minute buy. Well, who says all your money won't another minute buy? You know, you're going to say your money can't buy in another minute, you know, so that's always bugged me in that song. It's like, where do they come up with it? You know, they're going for the rhyme. And the thing of it is, you know, those songs have made it through, but why take the chance on your songs? So that's a tip for this go-round. Check your syntax on your songs. Look at some of the ones you've written or the next one that you do write. If you'd like to suggest a songwriting tip or you have a question, give me an email at lists@braddunzeymusic.com. And until then, keep writing from the heart.
on the wall. Oh, there's dirty dishes in the sink, and there's not enough room for me to think. I hear footsteps down the hall. I see the light changing up there on the wall. Oh, there's dirty dishes in the sink, and there's not enough room for me to think. I hear footsteps down the hall. I see the light changing up there on the wall.
Is the very unique sound of the Erickson's. You like that group, don't you, John?
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Yeah.
We got to hang out with them.
We did, yes. Following the singer-songwriter night, we cruised down to the Black Cat and two very fine and dignified ladies.
Oh, yeah. Both wearing big rings on their left hand, though.
Well, for coming from a single man, you notice that, don't you? Yeah.
That's the first thing I notice.
You know, there's an old... saying, marriage is a three-ring circus. First comes the engagement ring, then comes the wedding ring, and last comes the suffer ring.
Ah.
So, sitting here in the studio of Pioneer 90.1 with John Tweet, and it's spelled just like it sounds.
Not the John.
Oh, no, there's a H missing there.
Yeah.
Well, not really. I always thought J-O-H-N didn't make much sense. But it does when you think of it as being a truncation of the German named Johann.
Right.
Then it makes sense. Yeah, so I'm holding my guitar and so is John. What could we play that would be?
I'm just holding it
okay.
To look good. I'm
not going to play it. So what's going on here, folks, is I'm constantly prodding John to do a song in the studio. He's a band sort of musician and... The thought of doing something solo, I think maybe...
I was ready. I practiced one even, and I was going to do it tonight, but...
You're mortified, huh?
No, I just don't want to steal your thunder. This is your show.
Well, yes, but it's not exactly...
This is your platform
I know,
for...
I tease, but it's really not
shameless. Self-promotion.
An unbridled self-promotion. I play a song just to share what I write and for what it's worth. Well, we got a list of songs here, a mile long, of course, when you've been writing for 40-some years.
Mm-hmm.
Although at the rate most songwriters write, I should have had five times the songs. I just, I'm not real prolific. I just kind of chew on them like a piece of grass in my mouth.
Yeah.
Till they're done. Sometimes it takes years. That's okay. But I do have to finish my new song, The Ballad of Limpy.
Yep.
Yeah.
You have to write one about me.
I do, and we have to write one about TJ's Tavern in Oakley, about the open mic.
Oh, I forgot about that.
We got to have that done by this Monday, right?
I can't go this Monday, so...
Oh, okay, you're off the hook.
Yeah. Next time we go. Not this time, but the time after.
Oh, well, what should we play? I'll let you request it.
Oh, I don't know. There's so many. Don't make me choose. What's that?
It's about growing up in a small town in Wisconsin. We live in a small town with nothing around us for miles. And I wager us teenagers are collectively bored out of our minds because they roll up the sidewalks at exactly 11 o'clock as a siren and it's crying, get your ass off the streets, you're only a nuisance in Squaresville, Squaresville, Squaresville. We asked the city fathers if they could intervene, build a place for us to hang out and we keep our noses clean. But they just called us riffraff and sneered at our request. So we're wandering the lonely streets, I think you know the rest. Just look at our parents, they're really no different from us. And they wander all asunder, how drunk can we get before it's tomorrow in Squaresville, Squaresville, Squaresville. Now if I had an accompanist, that's where he'd play his guitar licks. We live in a small town, nothing around us for miles. And I'd wager us teenagers are collectively bored out of our skulls because they roll up the sidewalks at exactly 11 o'clock as a siren and it's crying, get your ass off the streets, you're only a nuisance in Squaresville, Squaresville, Squaresville. We duck into the alleys and hide behind the shops, run until our lungs burn, all to avoid the cops. But they show us no mercy, they show no common sense. Why's being young and vulnerable a capital offense? We're sick of this small town, we've complained till we're blue in the face. They don't listen, so our mission is to split from this scene. We're never returning to Squaresville, 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 yeah. I dedicate that to Maynard G. Krebs, where I first heard the term Squaresville. Thank you, John. Well, we should play a song here. How about one by Nigel Egg, called The Big Bang Baby Boom, to switch up the tempo here on Minnesota Homebrew.
G.I. Bill and the VA loan, future's bright enough to fall in love, get married and build a home and raise a bunch of kids. It was a time of peace and easy money and babies being made, children being raised. And then it all went crazy. Big bang baby boom started to explode. Big bang baby boom, gotta have somewhere to grow. Big bang baby boom, take the power, gotta make room for the baby boom, and we gotta have it all right now. Right. bathrooms and the barbecues. We moved from 18 Main Street out to 11802. We're laying down the lawn. We scraped away the corn and soybeans in a Tyvek tidal wave. Farmers in our way. Can't take the car until we pave it. Big bang, baby boom. Watch that thing expand. Big bang, baby boom. Had to turn into the man. Big bang, baby boom. See the people buy the land. Need more room for the baby boom. And we got it on a payment plan. Rock and roll, it obviously played a part. Gave us an excuse. The Beatles was our camouflage. A better world for man, we'd take a stand. Imagine all the people. Imagine all the people. Imagine all the people. And crank the music loud. Big bang, baby boom. Far and further out. Big bang, baby boom. Like a burning mushroom cloud. Forward to Mr. Gloom and Doom for the baby boomer boys and girls. All the little baby boys and girls. We want them all and we want it. We want them all.
That, of course, is Nigel Egg from his Big Bang Baby Boom CD. Talked to Nigel at the singer-songwriter night and asked him when his next CD is out, and he said, I got to start recording it first.
Is my mic on? There it is.
Which probably is true, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's going to start working on it pretty soon. He was talking like he was, so that'll be exciting.
Well, I think he has his songs written.
Yeah.
Now, I was telling John the other day that, you know, I'm the kind of songwriter, I write like a whole bunch of songs, like 400, and then I decide I'm going to do a CD, and which ones do I do, and I kind of pick. And the disadvantage of that is that you're drawing things from all different time periods. It's really not a slice of a period in your life.
Right.
And when Bob Dylan writes a CD, he does it quite differently, right?
Oh, yeah. He does it, just bangs it out, whatever he's got. Yeah. That's current.
He says it's time to write a CD, and he writes 12 songs, and that's it.
Or when he has 10 or 12 written, goes in the studio and does them.
Yeah.
Yep.
But he actually, from what I read, he actually says, yeah, it's time to write to put out another CD, so I got to sit down and start writing those songs for it. Beatles were that way too, of course.
Yeah.
But then they had people that were after them who were interested in them doing a CD too, and they sold like hotcakes. My song Squaresville reminds me that I need to finish another song of mine that I'm working on. Everything gets pushed to the back burner. It's called Lloyd and Leo, and it's about our two town cops.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Back in St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin. Lloyd and Leo.
Get on that.
There was nothing neo about them. They were old school kind of guys. Well, up next is a gentleman named Jeff Goodson. And anything you want to say before we play this song? It's titled Kiss Me Crazy.
About the song or just say in general?
In general, I'd say,
Well, I'm good.
It's a nice title, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he telling someone named Crazy to kiss him?
That's possible. I know my...
Or does he want to be kissed crazily?
I don't know. I know my wife's brother's wife and husband have nicknames Terrible and Crazy. So.
Oh, maybe this song's about him.
Yeah, maybe. I just don't know.
Let's listen and find out.
Ooh. Ooh. A normal guy on a normal day. Work a normal job for normal pay. No time for love, yours truly wise. And then you hit me right between the eyes. When you kiss me crazy, drive me insane. Your sexy lips knock some nonsense right into my brain. Your warm caressing suits me fine. In your loving arms I reach my heart as I lose my mind. My world still turns, but in reverse. It's a different play from what I rehearsed. Suddenly a mystery, how the story ends. And all that I could say is, kiss me again. Come on, kiss me crazy, drive me insane. Your sexy lips knock some nonsense right into my brain. Your warm caressing suits me fine. In your loving arms I reach my heart as I lose my mind. I can think of about a million reasons you should go away. But when you're kissing me again, I'm begging you to stay. Hey, you gotta kiss me crazy, drive me insane. Your sexy lips knock some nonsense right into my brain. Your warm caressing suits me fine. In your loving arms I reach my heart as I lose my mind. I lose my mind. I lose my mind. I lose my mind.
Jeff Goodson, no, really, not a whole lot about him, though. I think he's a member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. Check it out, mnsongwriters.org. Learn more about it. Kind of gives you a ticket to having your songs played here because... you're not only, you know, a member of that wonderful organization, but
there's many perks.
Well, yeah. It's in our it's in our grant that we wrote for this show to that's our main source of material. But we'll play. You send it, we'll play it, and what a good time I'm having tonight here. I should not end this show without mentioning that on July 5th, last Friday, I was married to my wonderful wife, Jane, for 35 years. 35 years since we walked into the courthouse in Balsam Lake, Wisconsin, in front of Judge Robert Weigel, and said our vows. And, you know, if I'm allowed to get a little religious here.
I don't know if you are.
Spiritual, whatever.
Okay.
I don't like the word religion at all.
No.
Judge Weigel said, after he finished his ceremony, he looked at us and he said, "Now, the two of you, I want you to know that even though this is not a church, God is still present here and still witnessing your marriage." And I thought that was really special for a man of the court to say. Probably get fired for that today. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
Not in small town Midwesternville. No, you'll be fine.
But that's very special. And I do thank God for my wonderful wife, who has been an amazing mother and grandmother and wife to me. I don't know how she put up with me. It's hard being married to a musician. You might know that.
I wasn't married to a musician.
Of course not.
No, she's a cool lady.
Well, yeah.
You did good.
Thank you. She's very accepting of my friends, and so many of my friends are single. You know, you and Jack and Andy and, well, quite a few.
We're all divorcees.
That's true, yeah. Well, you're listening to Minnesota Homebrew. We're winding down, about 9 minutes left in the show today. Here's a new song by Wayne Hamilton, who's the president of MAS, off his Lucky That Way CD. He gave this CD to me when he was up for the songwriter night. This song's called The Qualified Reciprocation Blues.
Crazy about you, baby. Want your heart, your soul, your brain. But you need to know more about me, so I just talk to you again. I'm having big trouble, baby. I'd like to put you in my shoes. Then you know just how it feels, these qualified reciprocation blues. Look at you, it moves me. I just love your lovely face. And you say you like me too, but you just got to have your space. I'm having big trouble, baby. I'd like to put you in my shoes. Then you'd know just how it feels, these qualified reciprocation blues. Respect your need for caution. You've been hurt by other men, but I'd like to get them out your head. This is now, hey, this ain't then. You got to take it slow. You ain't under nobody's gun. Just don't let it take forever, baby, 'cause we're missing a lot of fun. Feel so fine, but the way you feel is not so clear. You say it's gonna take some time. I'm having big trouble, baby. I'd like to put you in my shoes, put you in my shoes. Then you'd know just how it feels, these qualified reciprocation blues. Then you know just how it feels, these qualified reciprocation blues. And you would know just how it feels, these qualified reciprocation blues.
Well, thank you, Wayne. Thank you very much, Wayne. Good
party
song.
On, Wayne.
Yeah. You know, you may find it hard to believe, but I have written some blues tunes.
I do find that hard to believe.
Yeah,
you're such a jolly guy.
I'm a folk pop guy, but once in a while I write something that's got a little blues to it, but nothing quite that standard. That's nice, though.
Nothing depressing, anyway.
No, I've got sad songs, you know, songs that were written when I was down.
Yeah.
You've done that too, I'm sure.
All of mine are. I don't have any happy ones.
But I kind of like songs that have catchy titles, you know. Funniest song title I ever heard is a country tune called Get Your Tongue Out of My Mouth, I'm Kissing You Goodbye.
Oh. Yeah. Who sang that?
I don't know. It is a song. I guess you can probably YouTube it up. But
yeah.
We're running out of time for tonight, John. I want to thank you for stopping by as always. You're a true You're friend welcome. And a true gentleman.
I'm glad I got to sing you a song tonight.
We're going
to
end it tonight with a tune by Dave Burke. And this song is so well written, I just can't stress
Where's
it
he
enough.
From?
He's from the Twin City area.
Yeah.
And that's a shortening of his real name is something like...
David Burke?
Yeah. So, no, it's Burke something.
Berkowitz.
And this is called Country Music 101. It's all about starting a country band. Thank you for joining us tonight here on Minnesota Homebrew. We'll be back next week, God willing, for a live show. And here's Dave Burke.
I write the songs that make the whole world sing. I write the songs.
Yes, we're still on, John, as the bed music is playing.
Yes, we are. Now we are.
Yeah, we are. Thanks again. Thanks, Bob Moskowitz, for listening tonight. We love you all, and we'll be back again next week.
Bye, Jacob.
Country Music 101.
Got me an old turntable, dusted off the stack of my friend Steve's country vinyl. Hold up in my room for the next 7 days to learn every hook, line, and sink my teeth into every twisted phrase. Now I'm gonna start a class in my community college to impart all my wisdom, theories, and second step son got busted a drunk bill, now he's on the road. Oh, bring all your stories to class, we'll chart them up and lay down the tracks. Look out Nashville, here we come. That's country music, country music 101. The sentimental heart, it can launch a new sensation. Taylor Swift for a source of inspiration. Fabricate an ex-wife, it's sure to cause a scene. And land your name and your face on People magazine. If you wanna be a star, there's one more thing to consider. They'll talk about your style on Facebook and on Twitter. You may not need a better voice, just a bigger hat. Kenny Chesney will confess that it's kinda like that. Oh, your brother shot a big old hole through the double wide. Your girlfriend's cheating every other night. Your best dog's been put down, so how you gonna hunt? The crazier the better.